Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Believe it, I believe. Your money's gonna get better.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am excited about your future. I'm excited about my future. Glory be to God. We are still here for a reason. That is because God is not done with us yet. Amen, somebody. God still honors Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I think towards you. We got to make that thing personal. God knows what he has in mind for you, beloved, and it's all good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that God thinks good thoughts toward me, and God is thinking good thoughts towards you. Everybody don't have good thoughts toward us, but God says, I know the thoughts, thoughts of good. He said it in his word, thoughts of good, not of bad, not of evil. And to give us an expected end. God expects us to do good. He expects to bless us. God expects us to be successful. Come on, glory be to God. He expects us to win. Glory be to his name. So I'm so glad that God is on your side and God is on my side. Hallelujah. I want to look at Mark 16, starting at verse number 1, I pray you had a great, blessed Easter Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Pastor said he got up with all power in his hand. He got up with all power in his hand. Pastor Rebecca, and that's what she declared and decreed, and it is true. And we're going to see that. Mark 16 and look at some of what happened on Resurrection Sunday. It's over, but God led me here tonight very quickly. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered into the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. My God, thank you, Jesus. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Verse number 14 says, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he was risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and baptizes will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Glory be to his name.
Amen.
After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, confirmed his word by signs that accompanied the word of God. Hallelujah. Just a few thoughts, and we're going to pray. You had Mary, the mother of Jesus, and you had Salome going to the temple, going to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. And even as they went, if you look back at Matthew's gospel, it said the Pharisees and the priests came to Pilate, and they said, when Jesus is alive, he said, in 3 days, I'm going to rise from the dead. So I want you to secure the tomb by placing a big stone and securing it, because if his disciples come and remove the body at night, more people will believe in this deceiver. That was the priests and the Pharisees trying to block the mouth of the tomb with a big old rock, a boulder, a stone, so that the body can stay in the grave. My God. But we see here that when the women got there, even as they said, who's going to roll the stone away? The Bible says, Pastor, when they got there, the stone was already rolled away. And I believe even as I speak, even before we pray, God is already removing some stuff. God is already rolling some stuff out of your way, some stuff that's been blocking you, some stuff that's been keeping you, some stuff that's been in your way, some people, glory be to God, that have been a hindrance to you. I believe by faith that God is removing them, removing it, and God is rolling some stuff away out of your way. We said that thing on Sunday, some stuff's trying to block us in, and some stuff is trying to block us out. But no more. Hallelujah. That thing is getting out of your way. Glory be to God. And then it says, Pastor, I understand Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. It said the mother of James, who was his brother. But I can understand a mother being there, because you can't mess with mom and their children. But the Bible says, if you look at Luke, Mary Magdalene, who Jesus cast 7 devils out of her. My God. And sometimes we read through scripture so fast, we don't see or we don't really get a hold of what's going on. I said, even as I saw that, what in the world was she involved in? Help us, God, to even allow 7 demons to come up in her soul, to come up in her body, to come up in her temple, that Jesus had to cast these devils, these demons out of her. And sometimes we got to remember, I testified a little bit about what God did for me on Sunday, but don't forget your testimony.
Amen. Amen.
I know he delivered you from something. I know he brought you out of something. And we got to testify of the goodness of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when we testify, we remember just how good God has been to us. Glory to his name. And then I'm going to pray, but he said to the disciples when he rebuked them, the Bible says it was because of their unbelief and their lack of faith. You and I got to understand, in our human condition, sometimes our faith may waver. It may try to go down. It may not be as strong as sometimes it should be, but we got to stay in faith. The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. That's why I love going to church. That's why I love going to Bible study. That's why I love coming to prayer, because I need to hear the word of God in my ear. I got to get this word in my ear gate. I got to get it down in my spirit. I have to be reminded of the good news of God. He said, go and preach this to all creation. And God is speaking to somebody tonight that let me increase your faith. through the Word of God. When you go to church, when you hear the preaching, when you read your Bible, start meditating and quoting those words out of your mouth. And the Bible says, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. I'll never forget, and we're going to pray, but when I began to speak in tongues, we had a deacon at our old church who prayed for me on the sidewalk of Perth Amboy because I didn't get what I wanted at the altar inside the church building. And she drove up downtown Perth Amboy where people are in plain sight looking right there in public. I could have been humiliated, but I received my blessing. I didn't care who was watching. And she prayed for me on that curb, prayed for me downtown Perth Amboy, and I received the gift of tongues. And every time I pray or speak in other tongues, I'm reminded that God is real. Oh, Pastor, I know he's real.
Yes, he is.
He's real to me.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, as we pray tonight, I know that you're removing some things out of our way. I know that you're rolling some things out of our way. I know that you're increasing somebody's belief on tonight. I believe by faith, God, as you have delivered us, you brought us out to bring us in. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for strength. We pray for endurance.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the spirit of patience and the ability to wait on the Lord. We pray, glory be to God. You said we will lay hands on the sick. I'm laying hands on the sick right now in the spirit.
Yes.
And you are healed. Glory be to God. My brother-in-law was here last night visiting from North Carolina, and Pastor Rebecca laid hands on him before he went back to North Carolina. And we believe by faith, hallelujah, for his deliverance. In the name of Jesus, you shall pray and lay hands. And the Bible says, I said the Bible says, glory be to God, they will be made well.
Yes.
So everyone, in the name of Jesus, standing in the need of prayer,
yes,
in the area of sickness,
yes,
we are speaking wellness over your life.
Yes.
We're speaking wholeness over your life. We're speaking deliverance over your life.
Yes.
We're speaking restoration over your life.
Yes.
We're speaking renewal and restored over your life. In the name of Jesus. You said decree and declare a thing in your word, it shall be established. So, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We're praying and we're believing by faith that you're going to do the impossible. You said all things, God, are possible for those who believe. And as Pastor Rebecca prayed that song tonight, James Fortune, I believe. I believe, God. He said, I believe that you already did it.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God, right now, help our unbelief.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Kerabo shakaraba aketabo rashile e karabo kara. Kele e kabo o shikarabete. Re karaba olo o shakara e kara. Kele e shile e karabo kara. Kele he kabo shikaraba. Oh, God, we thank you. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for healing my wife's body. I thank you for healing our children in the name of Jesus. I thank you and praise you for healing everybody on this prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. God, fix that which is broken. Hallelujah. Restore that which was lost. Glory be to God. God, you said we shall recover all. Oh, you told David to pursue, and he will recover all. And right now, I pray for the power to pursue. I pray that you allow us the passion to pursue in the name of Jesus. So God, as Pastor continues to pray, we believe by faith is already done. Hallelujah. Have your way, God, on this line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory.
Yes,
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you all glory, all of the honor, all of the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are our everything. You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our victory. We thank you that you are our banner, oh God, that we can wave our banner of victory, oh God, knowing that through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we already have the victory, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha, that you are our healer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, we are healed, oh God. We declare and decree healing over our lives, as Pastor has already said. Not one more disease, not one more, hallelujah, sickness. We declare total healing over every life on this prayer line, over every family member, in the name of Jesus. Spiritual sickness, physical sickness, mental sickness. We bind up the spirit of sickness right now, arthritis and fibromyalgia, and my God, hallelujah, soreness and stiffness in the muscles, and hallelujah, glaucoma and back pain, and Father God, any kind of dysfunction, oh God, hallelujah, bodily dysfunctions, oh God, we bind it up right now. We loose healing over this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. We bring back 2020 vision. We bring our blood cholesterol and high blood pressure into our order right now in the name of Jesus. We declare divine order over these bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that the supernatural rules over the flesh, over the natural. So we declare total healing in the spirit realm, manifested in the natural realm, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up the spirit of low self-esteem. We bind up the spirit coming against our marriages. We bind up every evil spirit trying to come against our ministries, the churches, my God, New Creation Christian Ministries, Cloud 9 International Ministry. We bind up every spirit, hallelujah, trying to come against the ministries, oh God, hallelujah, that you have given us to do. Evangelist Elaine, the prophetess Michelle, as they go forth to minister, oh God, we thank you, Lord, the ministry that Barbara is doing to her family, with her family members and extended members. We, Father God, speak blessings over every ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Yes. We are already victorious. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and never beneath. We are, hallelujah, warriors in, hallelujah, Christ Jesus, fighting this good fight of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that our families are victorious. We declare that our children are saved. We declare that our seed is blessed. We break every stronghold over the lives of our children. Glory. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against our children can prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over our seed. We declare that our children are walking in holiness. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, that they are lining up with your word, God. Oh God, that our seed is blessed according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we come against, hallelujah, anything that's trying to hinder them in their walk with you, oh God. We come against every stronghold that has tried to come and envelop our children. And we declare victory over our adult children. We declare victory over our minor children. We declare victory over our grandchildren. We declare victory over our great-grandchildren. We declare victory over the generations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare godly seed, oh God, that they are blessed and highly favored, oh God, walking in divine favor. Our seed is blessed. Somebody just go ahead and call on the name of your seed. Your seed is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. Call on the name of your spouse. Your marriage is blessed. My God, in the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call on the name of Jesus, and we annihilate every witch, every warlock, my God, every demon on assignment, my God. We cast out devils, my God. Oh, my God, we cast out the demon on assignment that's operating in the witch. We cast out the demon on assignment that's operating in the warlock. And we call the witch and the warlock to salvation,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. Because God, is not your desire that anyone should perish. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for saving the souls of those who are lost. Saving the soul of every hater. Saving the soul of every enemy.
Yes.
Saving the soul, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
of every opposer to the ministry that you have called us to do, every opposer to our divine destiny, we call for their souls,
yes, God,
to be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name,
no
we
more.
Pray, hallelujah, for our enemies, God. God, we pray, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God, on those who oppose us. Have mercy on those, oh God, who come against us. Have mercy on those who persecute us, oh God, for they know not what they do, God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for sending people, oh God, hallelujah, divinely assigned to our lives, oh God, that will help us to go to our next, oh God, hallelujah, that will help us, oh God, to do the work that you called us to do, that will help us, oh God, to bring forth divine destiny, oh God, that you have already ordained for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sending the helpers, oh God, to help us, oh God, hallelujah, to bring you glory in the earth realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that it's already done.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for laborers, oh God, in the church houses. We thank you for laborers in Cloud Nine, laborers in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the laborers, oh God. We thank you for the sowers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the benefactors, God. We thank you, Lord, for those who are going to write big checks, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the praise team. We thank you for the choir. We thank you for the musicians, oh God. We thank you for the ushers.
Thank
you for the helps ministry, oh God. Those who will clean the house of the Lord. Those who will mop the floors of the bathroom.
Yes.
Those who will clean the toilets, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the helps, oh God. Those who will serve the pastors. Those, oh God, hallelujah, who will work the altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing new creation, oh God, into medicine. Manifestation, the vision that you have given my husband and myself, the vision that you have given Pastor Jamal and Pastor Gail. We thank you for vision coming to pass in these great houses of yours, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for souls being saved, lives being changed, shackles being broken off, blinded eyes being opened, the lame being able to walk, oh God, the dumb being able to speak, the deaf being able to hear, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for lives being changed, shackles being broken off of the lives of your people, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for addicts putting down their drugs. We thank you, Lord, for every drug addict being liberated in the name of Jesus, for every alcoholic being liberated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for breaking every chain. Break every chain, God. Break every chain in the name of Jesus.
Every chain.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for chains and shackles being broken off of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring them in, oh God. Bring them in with let them put their guns down at the altar. Let them put their drugs and condoms down at the altar, God. Let them put their liquor down. Cigarettes being put down at the altar.
Oh,
Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For total reformation, oh God, in the lives of those who are being saved on today. Let your church be effective.
Power.
Bring your kabod back into your church, God. Bring your glory back into the house of God.
I need it, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for what you're doing on this prayer line. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in your churches. We thank you, Lord, for churches all around the world. Bring your glory back, God. Bring your glory back. Let men be men. Let women be women, oh God. We bind up that homosexual spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up. Oh, God, we find them that seducing spirit, oh, God, that's trying to seduce your people into homosexual activities. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Set your people free, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We bind it up, oh, God. Sin will not bind up your people. Sin will not control your people. Adultery and pornography will not control your people, oh, God. We bind up, oh, God, every stronghold. My God, we break every stronghold off of your people. They won't just click on anything. They just won't go and get caught up in a hotel room. We bind it up. We loose your people, oh God, to go forth, oh God, in power. We loose your people to live in holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No more excuses, God. No more excuses coming from the mouths of your people, from the pulpit to the pews, from the front door to the back door, from upstairs to the overflow. We call holiness back into your church,
yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. We're not afraid, oh God. Hallelujah. Lifting up the blood stained banner of holiness, oh God. Bring the standard back into your house, God. We thank you for grace. But Lord, we thank you for holiness ruling and reigning in your house. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. As we continue to pray on this prayer line, and we will continue to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious Master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, all over the globe, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For getting up from the grave. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For going to the cross. You didn't quit. Even in Gethsemane, when you wanted to quit. Hallelujah. You didn't give up. You took the cross. You took my sin upon you. And I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. For taking my sin upon you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We praise you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Our joy is complete in you.
Yes.
Our joy is complete in you. So have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I got to praise. I got to praise and I got to get it out. I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to praise and I got to get it out. I got to praise. Hallelujah. Because when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance all night. All night. All night. When I think about the Lord and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, like Pastor said, when I think about the empty tomb, when I think about the blood on the cross, when I think about all that Jesus has done for me, hallelujah, I can dance all night, my God. And I know we got a testimony in the house of the Lord, amen. We're going to open the phone lines. If you're listening via the internet, you can call, 646-652-4832. Amen. And we will take your call. For those of you who are already on, you can just press one if you want to, if you have a prayer request, praise report. Amen. Or if you want to pray, even if some of you have prayed to prophesy for us, the phone lines are open. Amen. Just press one. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take these callers, amen, if they have pressed one. Area code 678, God bless you.
Come on in the room, come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor, He writes all my prescriptions. He gives me all my medicine in the room. There is joy in the room. Joy in the room. Jesus is my doctor. He writes out all my prescriptions. He gives me all my medicine in the room. And yes, Lord, come on in the room. Come everyone
come
to the prayer line. The room. Everyone is
Amen.
Welcome to the prayer line because Jesus is our doctor, and he gives us all our prescription, and he keeps us well. We just have to keep faith and just trust and believe. I just want to continue praying for those who, you know, are not saved, that they could be saved, and that you could just pray however your however God leads your heart, pastors. And I'm so grateful for both of you. So I'm just so grateful for everything that God has done for us. Thank you so much, and I love everyone on the prayer line.
Amen. To God be the glory. We just sit something in the atmosphere, even as we are coming off of Resurrection Sunday and Easter Sunday, Holy Week, the season of Lent. It's something about corporate men and women of God praying that allow God to move in a mighty way. In this season right here, I believe God is doing something mighty because people's minds are on prayer. People's minds are on Jesus. People's minds are on the power of the resurrection. And in a time like that, we do got to pray for souls. So thank you for that, because we do got to understand, even as we just read tonight, he said, go and tell them about the good news.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, even as we are praying for souls, God. We on this line, most of us are saved, if not all of us. We have confessed with our mouths. We have believed in our heart that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
So, God, right now, we pray for the unbeliever.
Yes.
We pray for that one who is still in darkness.
Yes.
We are praying for those who are still lost. We are praying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, those who are still blinded by the devil of this world. And God, we say right now, we give you liberty and freedom to go in and take authority. You said in your word that you will snatch them out of the fire. You said in your word in the name of Jesus that we got to be aggressive and we got to take authority.
Yes.
And right now, we bind up everything trying to bind them up.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We're binding
Hallelujah.
Up everything trying to bind them up. Hallelujah. Maybe they've
Hallelujah.
Seen something. Maybe they've experienced something. Maybe they had church hurt. Maybe they've been disappointed. But whatever it is, God, hallelujah, we believe you're rolling that stone away. We believe you're removing
Amen.
That wall right now. Just like
Amen.
The veil was torn in two, we believe you're removing, in the name of Jesus, that bad memory trying to block them out from you and your restoration power. Hallelujah. So, Lord, even as time to pray, to break every chain, break every curse, break every yoke, break every spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak liberty. We speak your word over that one, God, who needs a Savior, that one who needs a Lord, that one in the name of Jesus that needs a counselor and a comforter. That one, hallelujah, that need Abba, Father. Oh, glory. In the name of
Jesus.
So, God, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
So, God, we pray that your kingdom has already come in this earth. So, bless Maria, bless her son, bless her grandson, bless everything her hands put to prosper. Oh, glory to his name. And we speak a healing over her life and every area of her life in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty
name. So God bless her, enlarge her territory. May she increase, may she grow, may she be productive in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for
Jesus.
For her singing spiritual songs unto
yes.
the Lord.
Yes, God.
Jesus, do write our prescriptions. He is our medicine. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Is in the room.
Yes.
He's
yes,
in this prayer
Lord.
Room right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Jesus, you're in the room. And we give
yes,
you praise
Lord.
That you're present in the room with us tonight.
Yes, God. Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
We appreciate that song. You took us back to the archives.
Yeah.
Glory be to
yeah.
God.
Amen. Praise God.
You took us
God.
Back. And we thank God for that song tonight.
Yes.
He is
God.
In the room. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he
is.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, we give God praise for you and thank God for you. Amen.
God for both of you too. Love you both.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. Thank you
God
so
bless
much
you.
For being in our corner and praying for us and keeping us in prayer. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Praise
thank
God.
You.
Amen.
Have a good
Amen.
Night.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I was thinking about the song, Come On and Bless the Lord with Me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Come on, people, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord yes. with me. Hallelujah. Clap your hands if you really love Jesus. Amen.
Clap your hands if you love Jesus. Clap your hands if you love Jesus. Clap your hands if you really love Jesus. Clap your hands if you really love Jesus. Do you really love him?
Do you really love him? Do you love him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. God is imparting new joy to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever the devil tried, it won't work. Come on, somebody. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And yet when we praise him, yet when we give God the glory, yet when we give God the honor, yet when we give him the praise. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. So you got to make up your mind that no matter what's going on, you will praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to clap my hands because I really love Jesus. I clap my hands because I really, really love him. Hallelujah. We clap our hands because we really love Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Put a smile on your face. Amen. And make the devil mad. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. Area code 240. God bless you.
Hello, my wonderful pastors. This is Dalita.
Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. How are you doing?
God bless you, too. I'm doing all as
Amen.
Well.
Amen. Well, praise God. Good to hear from you, daughter.
Thank you. I'm just calling in, asking for general prayer, please.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you for Spalina, our God. We thank you for your daughter, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord truly is her strength, God, and that she is yet praising you, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, hallelujah, declaring and decreeing that all is well, and it is so, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it is so, hallelujah, that all is well. We thank you for your hand of protection on her life. We thank you, Lord, for keeping her. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, just give her her rest, that she's allowing herself to rest in you, God. We thank you, Lord, that she's mixing your word with faith, God. We thank you, Lord, for increasing. We ask that you even increase her faith all the more so. We thank you, Lord, for increasing her faith even the more so, God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in her life, that all old things have passed away and everything has become new. I thank you, Lord, for joy just seeping through her pores. Thank you for keeping her, for protecting her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We plead the blood of Jesus over her baby. We plead the blood of Jesus over her fiance. We plead the blood of Jesus over her household. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mom. We plead the blood of Jesus over her sisters. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over everything that's concerning her, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she has a hallelujah in her mouth. We thank you that she has joy in her heart. We thank you, Lord, that you are a keeper and that you're keeping her as she keeps her mind stayed on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you. I feel a praise in the atmosphere. I thank you that her atmosphere is saturated with praise. That her atmosphere is saturated with praise, and she is praising you even as we have this service, this prayer service, God, that she is praising you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Starlita. We praise you. Continue to bless her. We ask that you continue to bless her. We thank you that you're bringing everything to full term. We thank you that you're bringing her to full maturity.
Yes,
we thank you for the fullness of life in the area of her baby. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the bundle of joy that she's yet to hold. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for restoring everything that the devil thought he had stole. We thank you for total restoration, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we celebrate. We praise you in advance, and we celebrate, hallelujah, with Sister Starlita on tonight, God. So continue to do what you do, God, and we know that you will. And we praise you, and we praise you in advance, and we will keep praising you, and we will keep giving you the glory, and we will keep giving you the honor, hallelujah, because we know that you are all-powerful. And we praise your holy name. Bless her, God. Keep her, oh God. We put a hedge of protection around her, and we declare and decree, God, all good things are coming to her. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God bless you. Amen, Starlita.
Thank you.
I heard the word amen. I heard the word increase as Pastor was praying.
Yes.
The Bible says some water, some plant, but God only gives the increase. And I hear God increasing you in this season in your life.
Yes.
There's just going to be addition and multiplication coming your way in different parts of your life. So get ready to increase.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That means you're going to expand.
Yes.
You're going to grow. You're going to mature.
Yes.
And hallelujah. It's going to be all God. He's trying to draw you near to him. He already see your effort towards him. And God's going to reward that because you're drawing near to your God. You're learning and you're hungry for God, and God is going to bless you because of it. Yeah, she has a desire for her Lord, and she has a desire for the things of God, and God's going to honor you in this season. Amen?
Amen.
So get ready to increase. You're so welcome.
You're welcome, man. Keep praising God. Keep that praise in your mouth.
Yes.
Keep declaring the word of God, amen, over your life because it is so. God's word shall not come back void in Jesus' mighty name. We love you.
Thank you so much. I love you too.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Oh, increase.
Amen. To God be the
glory.
For the great things he has done and is doing. I'm excited in my spirit. I'm so excited. Amen. I'm about to pop. I'm so excited. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. My God. And he is blessing those who are seeking after him in this season. This is the season. God said, I will bless those who obey my word. I will bless those who love me. I will bless those who honor me. Amen. That's all through the Psalms. God, I've been reading the Psalms. I guess why, that's why the praise is just so bubbling over in me, because all through the Psalms, God talks about blessing the righteous. My God.
Exactly.
My God. So we thank God that we are the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. In Christ.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He gave us his righteousness in exchange for our filthy rags.
Please talk.
Because our own righteousness was as filthy rags. Amen.
Jesus.
We couldn't be good enough.
We couldn't
be good enough. Hallelujah. To stand, my God, in the presence of the Most High God, of the Holy God. Pastor talked about the fact that the preachers used to have to go in there with a bell attached to their ankle and hope that they didn't have to be pulled out of there. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you were not right, you could not stand before God. For his grace and his mercy sent Jesus Christ to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. That now we stand, and all God sees is the blood of Jesus.
All he sees
is the blood. Amen. That we take the precious gift of life, born again through Christ. Amen. It's a precious gift. Hallelujah. We couldn't earn it. We couldn't pay for it. My God, hallelujah. But God gave it to us as a precious gift. Amen. Salvation, what a precious gift.
Salvation.
Amen. What a precious gift. Amen. I'm so glad. And with that comes forgiveness and healing and abundance and increase and grace and mercy and prosperity and power and restoration and holiness and love and peace and joy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a mighty God we serve. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Area code 111. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. What a praise night. Tonight is a praise. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I got a praise in my belly. It's in my belly. Locked up in my belly. And I got to get it out. I know you feel it. I feel a praise. Or you're praising too. There's a praise on the inside. My God.
Oh, my God. Well, let me give my testimony. I always give a testimony. This is from decades ago when I first heard that scripture about Jesus healing the lepers, and only one came back, and he said, "Where are the nine?" And I was a young Christian, and I just felt the heartbreak in that when he said, "Where are the nine?" And I told him then, I said, "I will always be that one in 10. I will always come back and give you the glory for what you do for me." And I just want to always come on the line with a praise for this.
Yes.
Is my cousin, my first cousin's daughter-in-law. I have never met her, but she's one of the seven who were due to have babies in my family. And she had had, I found out a few months ago, that she had had two miscarriages. And so when we found out that she was pregnant this time around, that was my first time knowing that. But she delivered a healthy baby girl. Pastor Rebecca, I shared a picture with you on Facebook. So we are so thankful to God. The mama's doing good. She had maybe an hour or so in the NICU, but right after that, she was able to go into a regular room, and then like the next day or the second day, she was able to come home. So they're home. They came home, you know, just a couple of days later.
Hallelujah.
So we're so thankful for that. And the other is a young cousin, another one that I don't know these little ones. But her son apparently was shut down. He's a twin, and his sister is very precocious, outgoing, just as sweet as she can be. But I did not know. I think she just overshines him so much. I did not know this about him, but they're like 7 years old. And for 4 years, he had basically shut down, was not communicating at all. and she posted on Instagram. I shared that with you, Pastor Rebecca. I always want to grab the testimony just in case I don't get on here Tuesday. I'm like, I'm going to give this testimony, even if it's just a screenshot.
Right, yeah.
He made a sandwich for himself. He was reading out loud, so he's communicating and doing so much better. It's just a testimony that out of nowhere, you know, well, came out of the Holy Spirit, but you know what I mean? No one was expecting it. So I'm thankful and grateful to God, because we had prayed for, if you remember, some of the young ones in my family that had autism. And so
yes.
I'm just taking this as a first fruit of the others that need to come up out of that confusion of the mind, you know. So I'm thankful for him as well. His name is David. He's of a family that it's the branch of my family that are Jehovah Witnesses. And they're all going to come to reunion this year. So it's going to give me an opportunity to hug on and love on them this time around. They've been kind of apart, you know, how they can kind of pull away from their natural biological family to be kind of wrapped up in you know, their organization. So we'll be seeing them in a couple of months, and I'm looking forward to that and praying the Lord will give me an opportunity to minister there. My prayer request for tonight, there's a woman who's very close to our family. I don't know her like others know her, but she was apparently like a sister to one of my cousins they grew up together. My cousin was adopted, and she's in the hospital right now. They found a mass on her throat, on her lungs, and on her kidney. And she had stopped in the hospital with a cough, and they said, well, you just have laryngitis, go get some cough drops, get some cough medicine, some Robitussin, you'll be fine. And she stopped in again another time, and they said, well, you just cough so bad, you just pulled a muscle in your chest, it's no big deal. Well, this time when she went in, they took the CT scan and all of that, and ultrasound, and they found these three masses. So they're going to do a biopsy, I think, tomorrow. So I'm just praying, her name is Mary. I'm just praying that the Lord's hand will be upon her, that she will. They left out of Easter Sunday service, and they had been home maybe an hour, and she ended up in emergency. And that's when they found out this is really what's been going on with her. So I'm just asking for prayer for Mary, for her healing, and prayer request for me is I have all my application information in for a grant that would take care of the last leg of the problems that I've been having, the issues, the battles regarding the property. I talked to them last week. I told them the situation. They said, look, you probably should qualify for it, but I haven't heard back yet. So I left a voicemail asking them to contact me, let me know what's going on, the status of that. So I'm just asking for God to open the door for this. This would just alleviate everything else that was been going on. So those are my prayer requests for tonight.
Amen. We're going to go before God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
amen.
We thank you for
Hallelujah.
Sister Barbara tonight,
yes,
and as she
Lord.
Has testified, God, that she's going to be the one.
Yes.
Unlike the non-lepers, she's always going to have a thanksgiving
thank
in her
you,
spirit.
Jesus.
We thank you for that spirit of humility, God, that she has, that grateful attitude of appreciating everything that you're doing in her life, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have given her the mind of Christ, the attitude of gratitude. And God, continue to bless her. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue to enlarge her territory.
You,
even as she sees family members and extended family members, God, coming to the things of God, and you're blessing families, and you're blessing and increasing and showing your hand in so many areas where she can be an eyewitness to your goodness, Lord. I believe by faith that many will be drawn to you through her.
Yes.
So God, continue in the name of Jesus and give her an open door that no man can shut,
yes,
to share the good news of Jesus,
yes,
with her family. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we come to you on behalf of Mary.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, before we even knew tonight, God, what she's walking through. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, with the misdiagnosis and everything that she's walked through, with the mistakes, We know, God, that you can turn this thing around, hallelujah, that you have the ability and the power and the might to give her the miracle that she needs. We believe by faith, God, that all is well and that it won't be malignant, that as they take tests with these masks and do biopsies and examine these tumors, God, we thank you, God, and we speak divine health over her body.
Yeah.
We say, body be well in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
By the stripes of Jesus, we decree and declare her healed in Jesus' name. You said you sent your word that she might be healed in the name of Jesus. So we speak a blessing over her right now. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood of Jesus as the doctors prepare, as the doctors examine, as the doctors move forward, God, we are honoring you in your word that you will touch her body right now in the name of Jesus and give her everything she needs in this season in her life. So we thank you for Sister Barbie, even as she has this grant application and needs these monies and needs these resources, God, to make her livelihood and her thing come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus. We are touching and agreeing on this prayer line. You said with two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we need of you, God. And she's standing in the need, hallelujah, of this financial breakthrough. So, God, give a favor. Oh,
glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you that your grace be sufficient in this season. Put the application in the right hand, God. Give her the approval that she needs in the name of Jesus. Help her to qualify and to be eligible in every area. Let her, in the name of Jesus, see your hand of favor opening this door that nobody can shut in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, she will believe in you in this area for this grant, God, that you will bless it, you will breathe on it, that you will sanction it, that it will be approved in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, God, we thank you for her due diligence.
Yes.
We thank you for her determination.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her resilience to move forward.
Yes, God.
By faith.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even as I said, by faith, as I concluded that prayer, we walk by faith and not by sight. Be it unto you according to your faith. I believe God is going to honor you as you continue to look to him to perform miracles in the area that you need him to move in. So keep trusting God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Keep putting your trust in God, and God's going to give you that favor that you need when you need it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Congratulations on the new baby. What an awesome praise report.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we love you, and we thank God for you, and we continue to stand in the gap with you. Amen. For all things be impossible with God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Even as you were talking to her, I was thinking about this song, my last song. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his only word. He never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
One more time.
We come this far by faith. Lean on the Lord. Trust in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far, babe. I will trust
in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Stay on the battlefield.
I don't want to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Till I die. Yes, we're going to stay on the battlefield. We're going to trust in the Lord. I hear y'all running right out there. We're going to treat everybody right.
That's
we're not going to give up. We're not going to turn around. We're not going to go back. We're not going to throw in the towel. We're not going to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our God is faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's never failed me yet. I've been young, and now I'm old.
No.
I have never seen the righteous forsaken.
No.
That is he begging bread. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to trust in the Lord, knowing that God is faithful. Come on, somebody.
He's going to do it.
God did it. He will, won't he will. He will do it. He did it before. He'll do it again. So we're going to pray for Mother as we go up the prayer line on tonight. But we just had a praise on tonight. Father God, we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. Oh, God, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being her strength. We thank you for restoring her youth. We thank you, Lord, for her health being good. God, we just pray that you continue to bless her and keep her, bless her seed, bless her children, bless Renee, God. We thank you for divine healing in Renee's life, even as we come upon this 1 year, oh, God, of the anniversary of her son going home to be with you. Oh, God, we pray that you will continue to bless Renee, that you will continue to heal her, that you will continue to strengthen her, oh God. We bind up every hindrance of the devil, oh God, and we declare victory over my sister's life, oh God. We declare victory over my brother's life, oh God, as he goes, as he's waiting for, Father God, even you to come back with a good report, God. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, he is already healed. In Jesus' name, I pray for Jackie and Derek, oh God. Continue to bless them in their retirement years, oh God. Make their joy full. Bless their marriage. We thank you for Deacon Carmen Callow, oh God. Thank you for her family, God. Thank you for her husband, Mingle, oh God. Continue to bless her marriage, God. Bless, oh God, Yvette, oh God. We bind up the hands of the devil, oh God, off of the life of Yvette. We thank you, Lord, that she is, Father God, prospering, being in good health, that she's whole, that she's healthy, that she's healed, that she's set free from every hindrance of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for breakthrough in Yvette's life, oh God. We thank you for Ricky, oh God, keeping him safe in Mississippi, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Jay, oh God. We pray over Jay's life, oh God, that she's in her finals, oh God. We thank you for victory. We thank you for miracles, oh God, miraculous breakthrough in the life of Jessica, oh God, that she is the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, that everything that she needs will be brought to her remembrance as she takes these tests, as she writes her essays, as she does the finals, oh God, that you will, God, give her favor, oh God. I thank you for Kayla, oh God, that you will keep Kayla, that you, in this week of finals, this last 2 weeks, oh God, that you will let her pass and get the scores that she has aspired to get, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her GPA going up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her tuition being paid for the summer sessions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as
as you have already ordained in heaven, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Rita, oh God, as she is transitioning from one location to another, as she has a heart to come back to New Jersey. Give her the desires of her heart as she starts her full-time employment, God. Lord, give her peace. Give her joy. Continue to make a way for her out of what seems to be no way, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for blessings and prosperity. Thank you for Sister Cece, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for opening doors for Sister Cece that no man can close, God. We thank you for divine favor over her life. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you for blessing her in her coming and her going. We thank you for blessing her mom that her body is healed, oh God. We thank you for total healing over Cece's mom's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Christ, she is already healed. We thank you for victory over Cece's life, God. In Jesus' mighty name, victory over every name that we've called. Thank you for Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail. Bless their marriage. Prosper their lives. Prosper their bank account. Give them above and beyond what they can think, ask, or imagine. God, do a new thing in their lives. Do a new thing in their homes. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their homes, oh God, over their marriage, over their children, over their grandchildren, over their church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way.
Bless them.
Bless the prophetess Michelle, oh God. Bless her. Keep her, oh God. Prosper her. Let her do these studies and come out on top, oh God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for every person who's connected to this prayer line, Evangelist Elaine, and every Sister Tunisia, so many that are connected to this prayer line. We speak right now. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands. I speak a blessing over every life. We speak a blessing over every life. We speak a blessing over your seed. We speak a blessing over your ministry. We speak a blessing over your money. We speak a blessing over your health. My God, we speak favor. Favor over your life right now, over your marriage. We speak favor over you. God's grace and mercy being extended to you tonight. Now, faith. Now, now. Breakthrough now. Prosperity now. Healing now. In the name of Jesus, we speak over your life right now that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath. You are the blessed and not the curse. The curse is broken. Oh, the curse is broken. Jesus did it on the cross. And we declare and decree it over your life right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God bless you. Good night. Please do so. Continue to sow. We have great vision for New Creation Christian Ministries. We're believing God for musicians. We need about $300-$400 a week
coming
in for musicians only. Amen. So we're believing God for musicians. We're believing God to expand this ministry, to continue to expand this prayer line. We're believing God to take Pastor Emily off the job. Amen. And also to make sure that the family does not have any lack. Amen. Life insurance, not life insurance, medical insurance, medical insurance, everything being covered. So please do continue to sow. Continue to sow. This is our, just like we give on Sunday, we ask that you give on Wednesdays and Tuesdays. Amen. Just give as the Lord leads you. Amen. So the division that we have for this ministry can come to pass. We still in phase one, still having church on Sunday, prayer line, and Bible study, but we want to feed the hungry and clothe the poor and like I said, take our Sunday service to another level and do some outreach and be a blessing. Amen. We want to be a house that impacts
the community,
amen. So we are believing God for greater things this year. So we thank God for every seed that you sow.
Every dollar.
And most of you know where to go, nccmonline.org.
Yes. and soul into that ministry. Buy Pastor Anthony's book, Victory Over Cancer. Buy the 9 books that the Lord has allowed me to birth out. Amen.
Yes.
Support the book ministry. We're believing for tens of thousands of dollars. Touch and agree with us. Tens of thousands of dollars coming through in royalties. And book royalties, amen, for the ministry of books. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of our books being blessed, that we will travel and preach this gospel around the globe, amen. Come on, somebody. So continue to pray for us and with us as God expands our ministry, amen, as he expands the ministry that we do corporately. Every seed you sow helps us to do the ministry that we do. Amen. It saves a soul and changes a life. Amen. And you can go over to nccmonline.org and sow that seed, or go to Cash App, NCCM Church. Amen. And sow your seed. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Love you, Mom. Love you all. Pastor Jamal, Sister Cece, Deacon Carmen, love you all. Everybody that came on the line tonight, we love you guys. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God.